Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, Paul on a Mission, where we last left Paul and Silas in jail after being beaten by Roman soldiers to stop the crowds from ripping them apart. His mission seems to have run into a few snags, but God has a plan for them to escape. Let us find out what God is going to do. Paul and Silas were both locked up in jail with their feet in stocks, so they could not escape. The chief jailer was personally responsible for the two men. Around midnight, the two men were singing praises to God because they were jailed for preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. Then it hit. A violent earthquake struck the foundations of the prison. As they collapsed, the doors flew open and everyone's chains fell off. They were all free. The prisoners could just walk out the open doors. Oh, the head jailer woke up in a fright. He saw that the prison doors were open and he knew that all the prisoners must have fled. He was responsible for these escaped prisoners. In shame, he drew his sword and prepared to end his life by falling on it. Then a voice cried out from the jail, "Do not harm yourself! We're all still here! Not one of us has fled!" The jailer called his assistants to bring torches to see whom was still in jail. Seeing Paul, he fell at his feet and begged Paul, "Sir, what must I do to be saved by your God?" The chief jailer brought Paul and Silas into his home, and they delivered the gospel message to him and his entire friends and families that lived with him. The entire household believed in Jesus and were baptized. In great gratitude, the jailer bandaged and cared for the wounds of the men that had suffered a beating. Morning was coming, and they knew the magistrate would be visiting them for their final sentencing. Now that was some escape God planned. Not only did the doors open and the chains fall off, but the chief jailer took them into his home and cared for them. What a great story. God's story always has a twist because it's about real people and real lives. Next, we'll find out what the magistrate will do with them in the morning. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.